Blade Runner Oscar.
This morning on WCHL, the Racial Justice Act is no more, and will convicted murderers have to return to death row?
Now that it's being repealed, what does it mean for others whose trials were not held before the law was repealed?
Since the passing of Amendment 1, there's been a big swing in gay marriage opinions in North Carolina.
We're really just finding that as time goes on, both in North Carolina and everywhere, voters are becoming more and more accepting of gay marriage.
And we'll look ahead to the 118th running of the Boston Marathon as we remember the 117th. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carver Road traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, it's the duel at the DBAP tonight between Carolina and North Carolina State. Plus, we'll let you know who went home with Rammies last night. And
why no news may be good news for Duke basketball.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 at WCHL, the rain coming down steadily, and sometimes it's a little heavy. It's been raining pretty much overnight, and it is 68 degrees right now. Look for a high today in the low 70s. Chance of rain near 100% today. The North Carolina Supreme Court is considering whether four convicted murderers whose death sentences were commuted under the Racial Justice Act will have to return to death row now that the act has been repealed. But as WCHL's Danny Hooley reports, there are even bigger issues at stake.
What we did in passing the Racial Justice Act was not to say that there was anything definitive that we knew, but we gave defendants an opportunity to show that there was racial bias in the system.
That's Joe Hackney, now a practicing attorney in Chapel Hill. He retired from the North Carolina House of Representatives in 2012. Hackney was still the Democratic Speaker of the House when the Racial Justice Act was passed in 2009. The law allowed convicted murderers to have their sentences commuted to life without parole if they could prove racial bias was involved in sentencing.
You know, we use statistics to prove all kinds of things in the court of law, employment discrimination, among other things. And so I thought it ought to be tested by the legal principles that would be applicable to it, and it was tested, and the judge found that it was solid and entered an order based on it.
The now Republican-led North Carolina General Assembly repealed the Racial Justice Act last year with the support of Republican Governor Pat McCrory. That prompted Hackney to release a strongly worded statement. In part, it read, quote, "When the stakes are as serious and final as they are in death penalty cases, we are obliged to ensure equal justice. The General Assembly fell short of that obligation today." On Monday, the cases of four North Carolina inmates affected by all this political back and forth went before the North Carolina Supreme Court. Three of the inmates are black males. One is a Lumbee Indian female. All had death sentences commuted to life under the Racial Justice Act. But now that it's been repealed, the court must decide if that decision stands. Hackney says the bigger issues are the lingering effect of race in North Carolina's criminal justice system and whether others will get their day in court.
What were the parameters for using this law? And now that it's being repealed, what does it mean for others whose trials were not held before the law was repealed? And I don't think anybody knows the answer to those questions, and I assume they'll get answered.
When the law was repealed last year, Governor McCrory said that the RJA had opened the door for nearly all of the state's 156 death row inmates to seek relief, regardless of their race. Hackney dismisses that concern.
Nobody takes very seriously the claims of people who are on death row who are white, I don't believe. And so those would be adjudicated in short order and without much expense, I would assume.
But Hackney says that for people of other races who have historically faced discrimination in sentencing, it's, quote, a big deal. He says it's important that the examination of death sentences keeps going forward. The decision in the case of these four inmates could take several months. The ramifications for the future of the death penalty in North Carolina could be enormous. For more about this case, you can read this story at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Voters here in North Carolina are changing their opinions about gay marriage, according to a recent poll released by Public Policy Polling in Raleigh. According to PPP, 53% of voters say that gay marriage should be illegal, while 40% say it should be legal. That's a 13-point swing from just 2 years ago, when voters approved Amendment 1, which banned gay marriage in the state by a 22-point margin. PPP Director Tom Jensen explained the change in attitudes to WCHL.
Finding that as time goes on, both in North Carolina and everywhere, voters are becoming more and more accepting of gay marriage. I think they're more and more likely to know openly gay people in their lives who help change their mind about the issue.
In addition, says Jensen, people in North Carolina are being exposed to more positive images of gay people in pop culture and television. According to Jensen, one set of poll results really illustrates where the direction of public opinion is headed on this issue.
That among voters under 30, 62% of North Carolinians support gay marriage. Only 33% are opposed.
The public policy polling poll shows that North Carolina voters increasingly believe that gay couples should at least have rights to civil unions. 62% support either marriage or civil unions for same-sex couples, to only 34% that think same-sex couples should have no legal recognition at all. WCHL News Time, 6:12. More news in just a moment.
It's a spring tradition like no other. Birdhouse is on parade at the Carolina Inn. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn. Spring is the season for birds in the garden, and at the 13th annual Birdhouses on Parade, you'll enjoy seeing one-of-a-kind handcrafted birdhouses and feeders from great names like Silver Pallet Feeder, Nest Dwellings, Old South Birdhouse Company, Wellspring Birdhouse Company, and many more. It's all on display now through Sunday at the Carolina Inn. Come see what everyone is cooing, tweeting, and warbling about.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
It's raining. It's 67 degrees in Chapel Hill, and it's 6:14 at WCHL. County Commission will decide how to pay for curbside recycling pickup in parts of unincorporated Orange County. When the board meets tonight, the board will consider creating a solid waste service district to pick up recycling at about 13,000 residences. The service would be funded with a tax increase of 1.5 cents per $100 of value for all landowners in the district. The program, which has been operating since 2004, has a participation rate of 57% among eligible residents. It was originally funded through a mandatory fee, but the county has been seeking an alternate funding plan after a court ruling suggested the county lacked the authority to levy that fee. Dozens of residents turned out for two contentious public hearings on the issue in recent months. Some argued recycling pickup is a public service that should be funded using tax dollars, and they worried switching to a subscription service will result in fewer participants. Others said it's unfair to be charged for a service they are not going to use, as many prefer to drop off recycling along with household trash at one of the county's five convenience centers. Orange County leaders must pick a new payment plan before funding for the current system runs out in July. The board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Finally, parking space in downtown Carborough can be a problem, and the Board of Aldermen is getting ready to sort through some possible solutions. At tonight's Board of Aldermen meeting at Town Hall, the board will discuss comments and outcomes from a parking summit conducted by the Planning Department back in late January. The day-long public event at the Century Center gave business owners and other citizens the opportunity to voice their their concerns and opinions about parking challenges downtown. A recurring question was raised that day: how can the town of Carrboro help provide parking for employees of downtown businesses and free up more spaces for shoppers and diners? Another issue that's sure to get some public attention is whether paid parking is in Carrboro's future. Tonight, the Board of Aldermen could provide direction to the town staff for moving forward on those and other parking issues. The Carrboro Board of Aldermen meets at 7:30 tonight at Town Hall, located at 301 West Main Street, and you are invited. Coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL, we remember last year's Boston Marathon, a sad day in American history. WCHL News Time is 6:16, and in news around town this morning, come meet your candidates for Orange County Sheriff at a candidates forum tomorrow at the Chapel Hill Public Library. The forum is hosted by the Orange County Democratic Party. All six candidates for sheriff are competing in the Democratic primary. The winner of the primary on May 6th will be unopposed in the general election. The forum will take place in the Chapel Hill Public Library from 6:30 until 7:45 p.m. on Wednesday. Early voting begins on Thursday, April 24th. WCHL News Time, 6:16. Coming up, we're going to take a look at your championship sports on WCHL. But first, a look at your traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Berkeley Grimble is the guy to see at Grimble's, your full-service jewelry store. Grimble's in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Well, it is really wet out there this morning, and visibility not great. So many clouds, so much rain coming down, and it's been pretty steady. So roads, it stands to reason, would be rather slick out there this morning. Please allow yourself a little extra time to get where you're going this morning. And don't forget the headlights, even after the sun comes up, because that's so critical on days like today. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, ahead of Rand Northam with all your reports on traffic throughout the morning. You'll hear from him in about a half an hour. The weather forecast is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Well, it is 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, and it is coming down quite steadily. Showers and scattered thunderstorms in our forecast all day. Breezy, high temperatures today in the low 70s, so not a lot of difference in the temperatures. And it's also going to be windy later on in the day, very windy, 35-mile-per-hour wind gust later on in the day. Chance of rain is close to 100% all day. Tonight, more of the same, close to a 100% chance of rain, breezy, and much colder, though, with the low temperatures tonight down around 30. My goodness, and with all the rain, that could potentially cause some problems. Tomorrow, we're looking at a sunny day, but not nearly as warm, with a high in the low 50s. So big changes on the way in our forecast, and it's going to get cold tonight. Maybe relatively warm today, with a high today about 75 degrees. Now, time for WCHL Championship Sports. We'll talk with Carolina baseball, or talk about Carolina baseball. North Carolina baseball team will take on North Carolina State this evening, weather permitting, of course, in the much-anticipated duel at the DBAP at 7 o'clock at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park in downtown Durham. Last season, the two programs paired for memorable extra-inning affairs in postseason play. Carolina ultimately sent NC State home from the College World Series in Omaha last June. But this year is a different story. Both teams come into the contest with surprisingly mediocre records. Tar Heels are sitting at 21-15 overall, 9-9 in the ACC, while the Wolfpack has a 20-15 mark, very similar to Carolina's overall mark, but Wolfpack just 6-12 in conference play. Head coach Mike Fox says he was encouraged by Carolina's series victory over Wake Forest over this past weekend.
You know, we were disappointed. Obviously, we didn't get the sweep on Sunday, but you know, all in all, a good weekend for us, and I thought our kids played well all weekend.
Oddly, the Tar Heels and Wolfpack would not have played this season if not for the scheduling of this one-game neutral site event. Coach Fox says the Bulls have been wonderful partners in making this contest a reality.
We had the same open weekend. We both decided not to play because it was really early, so we picked one date, and the Bulls were very cooperative. Of course, they've done $20-plus million worth of renovations and improvements there, and I heard it looks unbelievable, and we came up with this date, and the Bulls got behind it, and both universities worked together, and both athletic departments sold a lot of tickets, and so let's hope we can play it.
Now, the rainy weather in the forecast is casting some doubt on whether the game will actually be played, but both teams and the 10,000 fans who've already bought tickets to sold-out Durham Bulls Park will be keeping their fingers crossed for some baseball under the lights tonight. However, there is a 100% chance of rain all day and all night as well, so looking kind of doubtful right now. The second annual Rammy Awards show Monday night in Memorial Hall showcased a little bit of everything from Marcus Page's basketball prowess to some dance party moves by Carolina athletes up on stage. WCHL's Matt Oakes takes a look back at a memorable night.
The beats were certainly bumping Monday night for the Rammies as athletes from all over Chapel Hill's campus converged for a night of music, fun, and excellence all tied together. The voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel, hosted the event and set the stage for the evening of athletic recognition.
Tonight we have national champions, NCAA record holders, and rival fan heartbreakers all on display. They are nominated for awards tonight.
It didn't take long for Angel to break into fun and games. He had a pizza from popular pizza joint IP3's delivered on stage. Angel then promptly passed some slices out to the audience, including UNC basketball head coach Roy Williams. But Angel really brought down the house when he playfully scolded freshman big man Kennedy Meeks, whose weight was often maligned by Coach Williams during the season. Angel said, "No, Kennedy, no pizza for you." ESPN SportsCenter anchor Stuart Scott joined in the action. A Carolina alum, he checked in on the festivities at Memorial Hall to the delight of the student athletes in attendance.
Hey, what's up, fellow Tar Heels Arena House? Welcome to the 2014 Rammy Award. For the next 2 hours, right here at Memorial Hall, we will celebrate excellence in college athletics, and we're going to do it Chapel Hill style. Now, I wish I could be with you in person tonight, but, you know, I've got some sports center to get to a little later on. It's only my job.
Awards were handed out after all, with most outstanding male athlete going to Carolina basketball point guard Marcus Page, and Ryan Switzer grabbing the honor of record-breaking performance of the year with his return heroics on the football field. Chancellor Carol Folt took the stage sporting a pair of Carolina blue shoes she received from UNC women's basketball head coach Sylvia Hatchell. Chancellor Folt was full of school spirit Monday night, pumping up the crowd. Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham presented Chancellor Folt with an unexpected Rammy of her own to close out the award slate.
We've given out a number of awards. We've had the Athlete of the Year, the Student of the Year. We've had outstanding teams, outstanding performances. We have one more Rammy that we'd like to give out, and that's the Administrative Newcomer of the Year, to Chancellor Carol Folt.
The special night ended with a tribute video documenting the year that was in Tar Heel athletics. Space Jam was the tune. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Neris Levy.
And this is Jackie Helvey.
The 17th annual community dinner celebrating Orange County's cultural diversity will be held on Sunday, April 27th at 1 p.m. at the McDougal Schools Cafetorium in Cobra.
This is a great event for the whole family, and it just won a national award. Last year, over 650 people came to the dinner for great food, fellowship, and entertainment.
Mama Dip's Kitchen and some restaurants are cooking the main meal, while other local restaurants and organizations are donating entrees and desserts.
Our great slate of entertainers includes the Chapel Hill Karen Youth Dancers, Bio My Youth Jazz Group, and more. And Ron Stutz from WCHL is our MC.
Tickets are $8 for adults, $3 for children 10 and under, and are on sale at many venues. Go to our website, communitydinner.org, for more information.
Every dinner has been a sellout, so get your tickets soon.
This is Neris Levy.
And this is Jackie Helvey.
See you at the dinner on April 27th.
625 at WCHL. UCHL.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Cassidy Turley. Thought leadership, superior results. Challenging the conventional in commercial real estate. Cassidy Turley. This is Charles Osgood. Next Monday, a million people will line the streets of Boston to watch the Boston Marathon. All too aware of the awful and despicable thing that happened last year. Two bombs going off near the finish line, killing three people, injuring 264.
To see the young bodies lying there on Boylston Street, it's something that I'll never get out of my mind.
William Evans ran in the race for the 18th time last year. He has since been made Boston's new police commissioner. He can identify with the runners, though.
You're going to see 36,000 people on that course with the same principle. And let's prove that we won't be intimidated.
More after this. Spring is here, and now is the time to celebrate the season with a beautiful bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. Their bouquets are guaranteed to deliver a smile for any occasion, perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and Easter. Time and time again, I've seen their gorgeous flowers, and I've sent them, too. You'll get the best quality for the best value. And what better way to celebrate the spring than with tulips? The Spring Tulip Bouquet from 1-800-Flowers is filled with 30 vibrant, multicolored tulips, all warm and bright and colorful. And for a limited time, 1-800-Flowers.com has a special offer since you listened to the Osgood File. Order the Spring Tulip Bouquet and get a free box of chocolates, all for just $30. That's 30 tulips and a box of chocolates for only $30. That's more than $25 off the regular price. So order now. Just go to 1-800-Flowers.com, either from your desktop or from your mobile device. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the page and type in my last name, Osgood, O-S-G-O-O-D. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Osgood. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention Osgood. On 60 Minutes the other night, Anderson Cooper introduces to a woman who hopes to do what no American man or woman has done for nearly 30 years, win the Boston Marathon. Shalane Flanagan is a 33-year-old Boston Irish 5'4", 102-pounder who came in fourth last year. But no one is surprised Flanagan ran again after the bombing atrocity.
Maybe it's just a Bostonian thing, but I was really genuinely just pissed off that someone would ruin such a celebratory day and a historical moment with that kind of action.
You were angry.
So I was angry that someone would do this. It's like it was a personal attack to my city.
She's been training hard full-time, but last year's winner, Rita Jeptu, is running again, too, next week.
Is Rita Jeptu beatable?
I believe so. Anyone is beatable. You know, Rita Jeptu is a phenomenal athlete, and I really admire her, but I know that on any given day I can beat her.
What if she does? Cooper asked Boston Police Commissioner Evans.
What would it mean if a local person, someone from Boston, won the women's race?
It would be super. It would. It would just signify how resilient this community is, so we'll go crazy.
The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Have you heard? The Hickory Tavern in Carrboro is the new go-to place in town. Open daily from 11:30 to 2 a.m., they serve 75-cent oysters and 60-cent peel and eat shrimp from 4 to 7, Monday through Friday. Perfect with the 40 beer taps, more than half from North Carolina, and 60 different bottle beers. They offer a full menu from entrees to salads to small plates inspired by the best food trucks in America. The new Hickory Tavern at 300 East Main in Carrboro. Did we mention 53 high-def TVs and not a bad seat in the house?
At Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, we care about you.
Hi, this is Lida Coleman.
This is David Huntoon.
And this is Mark Brown.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown has been right here in Chapel Hill since 1975.
Our CPAs and advisors are ready to help you answer all of life's financial questions.
From tax planning to estate planning.
From starting a business to selling a business.
From saving for college to saving for retirement.
The world is changing. Let us help you find your way.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Our people make the difference.
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Today's Our Local Deal is from Progression Climbing. It's half off, $60 for an introduction to rock climbing package, including a two-week membership, available now for $30. Progression Climbing is a state-of-the-art climbing gym for climbers of all levels. Make sure to check out and register for their youth full-day summer camps for ages 5 to 14 and their youth climbing teams, both recreational and competitive, with weekly practices. You can register for these programs at climbprogression.com. This deal is available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
Good morning. It is 6:30. It is raining, and your forecast is brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. One of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a famous for gourmet cuisine. 68 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning, and the rain coming down steadily. It has pretty much all night. Showers and scattered thunderstorms in our forecast. Breezy later on in the day. Our high temperature today in the low 70s, but it It's going to rain all day, 100%, and also 100% chance of rain tonight. The difference is tonight is going to get really cold. In fact, we have a freeze warning in effect from 3 until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Our overnight low expected to be around 30, so that's projected to be a little below the freezing mark. Tomorrow, a nice day with lots of sunshine with the high and the low 50s, so definitely a lot cooler temperatures are on the way.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett in Pretoria, South Africa. Olympian Oscar Pistorius on the stand again at his murder trial. He talked about the moments after he fired shots that killed girlfriend Reva Steenkamp.
I was crying. I was talking to her all the time. I was saying, baby, please hold on. Jesus, please help me.
The prosecutor, Jerry Nell, known as the pit bull for his relentless questioning, insisted.
You armed yourself with the sole purpose of shooting and killing her.
Pistorius responded, that is not true.
You shot four shots through the door whilst knowing that you were standing behind the door.
Cross-examination has now wrapped up after 5 days. Oscar Pistorius says he fired shots into a bathroom early on Valentine's Day of last year, thinking that an intruder was entering his home, believing that his life was being threatened. He says he heard no screams from Steenkamp in the moments before he fired. If convicted, Pistorius could face a life prison term. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It keeps on raining. It is 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, 100% chance of rain today, 6:32 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. The North Carolina Supreme Court is considering whether four convicted murderers whose death sentences were committed under the Racial Justice Act will have to return to death row now that the act has been repealed. But as WCHL's Danny Hooley reports, there are even bigger issues at stake here.
What we did in passing the Racial Justice Act was not to say that there was anything definitive that we knew, but we gave defendants an opportunity to show that there was racial bias in the system.
That's Joe Hackney, now a practicing attorney in Chapel Hill. He retired from the North Carolina House of Representatives in 2012. Hackney was still the Democratic Speaker of the House when the Racial Justice Act was passed in 2009. The law allowed convicted murderers to have their sentences commuted to life without parole if they could prove racial bias was involved in sentencing.
You know, we use statistics to prove all kinds of things in the court of law, employment discrimination, among other things. And so I thought it ought to be tested by the legal principles that would be applicable to it, and it was tested, and the judge found that it was solid and entered an order based on it.
The now Republican-led North Carolina General Assembly repealed the Racial Justice Act last year with the support of Republican Governor Pat McCrory. That prompted Hackney to release a strongly worded statement. In part, it read, quote, "When the stakes are as serious and final as they are in death penalty cases, we are obliged to ensure equal justice. The General Assembly fell short of that obligation today." On Monday, the cases of four North Carolina inmates affected by all this political back and forth went before the North Carolina Supreme Court. Three of the inmates are black males. One is a Lumbee Indian female. All had death sentences commuted to life under the Racial Justice Act. But now that it's been repealed, the court must decide if that decision stands. Hackney says the bigger issues are the lingering effect of race in North Carolina's criminal justice system and whether others will get their day in court.
What were the parameters for using this law? And now that it's being repealed, what does it mean for others whose trials were not held before the law was repealed? And I don't think anybody knows the answer to those questions, and I assume they'll get answered.
When the law was repealed last year, Governor McCrory said that the RJA had opened the door for nearly all of the state's 156 death row inmates to seek relief, regardless of their race. Hackney dismisses that concern.
Nobody takes very seriously the claims of people who are on death row who are white, I don't believe. And so those would be adjudicated in short order and without much expense, I would assume.
But Hackney says that for people of other races who have historically faced discrimination in sentencing, it's, quote, a big deal. He says it's important that the examination of death sentences keeps going forward. The decision in the case of these four inmates could take several months. The ramifications for the future of the death penalty in North Carolina could be enormous. For more about this case, you can read this story at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It has been 1 year since two explosions near the finish line of the Boston Marathon killed three people and wounded more than 260 others. Members of our community who completed the race last year before the bombs went off will return to Boston this Monday to run again. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Because I refuse to let anybody, any terrorist, take away what is sort of fundamentally community American event, celebrating Boston.
I think it's important for all of us who can to show the sort of strength and resilience of runners in particular and really Americans in general. And I think a way to do that is to show up and run.
The Boston mentality, sort of this idea that, you know, hey, we're going to make it no matter what, right? This toughness and grittiness there. And I can only imagine what it's going to be like when the survivors are at the finish line.
Those are the voices of Dr. Peter Leone, a professor of medicine at UNC, Alan Bedour, resident Superior Court judge for Orange and Chatham counties, and Luke Rowe, vice president of Fleet Feet Sports in Carrboro. Both Bedour and Leone ran in the Boston Marathon a year ago. They were joined by dozens of Triangle residents who avoided the blasts, including UNC alum and three-time Olympian Shalene Flanagan, who was the fastest American woman in last year's marathon, finishing in fourth place. As they gear up for the 2014 Boston Marathon happening this Monday, all those who were there last year said the memories are still vivid. Bedour, a seasoned marathon runner, said he had never before questioned the issue of public safety during a race.
It was a real shock, not something that ever occurred to me that could happen at a race. It made me feel really defiant, in fact, and angry soon after the shock wore off that someone would do this.
Rowe, a Massachusetts native, said he sat in the bleachers near the finish line for almost 4 hours waiting for his niece to finish the race. His seat was across the street from where the first explosion happened.
We came out of the stands and walked up towards the Marriott where we were staying. That's when the explosion happened. Honestly, it was muffled, so we never really heard it. We just saw the immediate aftermath.
Rowe's niece finished the race in a matter of minutes before the blast and left the area in time to avoid getting hurt. Separated from Rowe's group of spectators, there was a period of time when he wasn't able to reach his niece or her husband.
She's a pretty tough nut, but it really bothered her, and especially not knowing what. That was, I think, the initial reaction, as nobody knew what happened.
Leone recalled that April 15th, 2013 was a gorgeous day, and he said it was perfect weather for running. After crossing the finish line, completing his third Boston Marathon, he stayed to celebrate with other runners. Leone said he then walked back to his hotel room, which was about a half a mile away from the finish line. He said he heard the explosions while crossing the street to his hotel, initially thinking that it was a celebratory firing of a cannon. About 15 or 20 minutes later, friends and family began reaching out to see if he was okay. At that point, he realized what had happened.
And it went from this celebration, which it really is, to this very sad, tragic event with helicopters going around and police cars and sirens.
Bedour said he was thankful that he and his family were away from the race area when the attacks happened. Finishing the marathon this Monday, he said, will be his way to find closure and to also honor the Boston community, which he said has shown its strength in the wake of tragedy.
But after last year, you know, I really feel a connection to the city, and I think anyone who was there, you know, would.
After processing what had happened in his hotel room last year, Leone said his mind was immediately made up that he would return to race again.
Sort of bound us to the community, and the Boston strong part of it is that you realize that we're a community of people. We stand together against terrorism and against anybody or anything that would sort of impinge or take away our freedom.
Leone said that when he crosses the finish line this year, he will likely be overcome with emotion.
But it's not about running fast. It's about being there and crossing the line. And I know coming down that last 0.2 mile, there's grandstands that are there, you crowds cheering you on, and you can see the finish line. All of the events from last year will be just in my head, and it will be hard not to shake that. It'll be bittersweet. I can't forget the lives that were forever changed because of what happened last year.
WCHL's own Jan Bolick and Art Chansky were near the explosions last year. Bolick, who ran in the marathon but was unable to complete it due to the bombings, will travel again to Boston to race this Monday. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What a story, and certainly really touched everybody who was involved, and certainly all of us as well. It is 6:40 at WCHL. Coming up, Mike Komlevis has today's commentary on WCHL, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics. That is straight ahead, right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
The Kennedy Dental Group has relocated to brand new offices in the former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, Richard Wagner, and Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. Visit their brand new offices at 1721 East Franklin Street or go to KennedyDentalGroup.com.
Always on the go? Let the design team at Best Tile make your next remodeling project a breeze. Our personal designers are here to help make your vision a reality. No muss, no fuss. And with a huge selection from around the world, you're sure to find the perfect tile right here without having to scour the triangle. With Best Tile, you don't have to put your life on hold to make your home beautiful again. Best Tile, local store, global selection, at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, or find us online at besttile.com.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Good morning. It is 6:42 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Mike Komlevis. Though some reports indicate the unemployment rate in the Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Durham, Hillsboro area is dropping, there are still too many qualified people searching for jobs. Here's one way you can help. If you know anyone who is unemployed, make sure they know about the many resources available locally. Many are free. For instance, the Orange County Job Skills Center on Franklin Street offers education, computer training, resume help, and job search assistance, along with job postings from local employers. In addition to filing unemployment claims, job seekers can receive help in basic skills development, career exploration, education, vocational training, GED prep, reading, writing, basic math, and much, much more. Another resource is Durham Technical Community College. They offer continuing education in numerous courses across a wide variety of fields: EMS and CPR training, medical coding, phlebotomy, nursing assistant, automotive, biotechnology, business management, training for bartending or interior design, esthetician technology, and fire academy, computer training, photography, real estate, and more. Other resources include churches like St. Thomas More Catholic Church in Chapel Hill. They have a jobs network ministry open to the public, meets twice a month on Saturday mornings, once a month on the last Monday evening of the month. People share contacts and suggestions that help people be better prepared for a job search. So spread the word. Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Durham, Hillsboro, all around Orange and Durham County has resources available to help make the unemployment rate even lower. This is Mike Komlevis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill, Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Now let's find out what's happening with Carolina baseball.
Inside Carolina Athletics
brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
North Carolina's baseball team hits the diamond tonight at 7 o'clock at the DBAP and will take on North Carolina State. It's a non-conference game for these two teams who don't meet up during the regular ACC play this year. That won't continue in the years following this one, but Coach Fox is certainly happy that he, Coach Avin of North Carolina State, and the Durham Bulls organization were able to pull this game together. Again, it'll be played tonight at 7 o'clock. Here's Coach Fox yesterday after his coach's show in discussing this game coming together.
Yeah, and, you know, this did between State and us and the Durham Bulls. We pulled it off, found a date, and now let's hope the weather cooperates.
Carolina will send Taylor Cherry out on the hill to get the start. Cherry, as you remember, got the start last year at the DBAP in the game following that 18-inning affair versus North Carolina State in the ACC championship game versus Virginia Tech.
Well, he does. You know, he's had that one start there last year in the ACC tournament. He threw well against Virginia Tech, and hopefully he'll be ready to go. I'm sure he will, and give us a good 4 or 5 innings.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In other Carolina baseball news outside of Chapel Hill, former Tar Heel pitcher Rob Wooten has been called up to join the Milwaukee Brewers. He had been with AAA Nashville.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
647 at WCHL. Coming up next, Rand Northam takes a look at your morning traffic.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of mom and dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
What better way to celebrate Easter than the best brunch in town at the Carolina Inn's Crossroads Restaurant? Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to dine in our iconic local landmark while feasting on a delicious Easter brunch buffet. We'll be featuring both traditional brunch fare as well as carving stations, holiday entrees, and more. Enjoy an amazing assortment of delectable dishes designed to delight the most sophisticated palates. For reservations and more information, visit CarolinaCrossroadsCuisine.com.
At Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, we care about you.
Hi, this is Lida Coleman.
This is David Huntoon.
And this is Mark Brown.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown has been right here in Chapel Hill since 1975.
Our CPAs and advisors are ready to help you answer all of life's financial questions.
From tax planning to estate planning.
From starting a business to selling a business.
From saving for college to saving for retirement.
The world is changing. Let us help you find your way.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Our people make the difference.
Coming up on 649 at WCHL on this really wet day. Time now to take a look at your traffic and weather together. And traffic brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Good way to start your day. Now, with your morning traffic, WCHL, here we go with Rand Northam.
Well, I'm going to throw you for a curveball first, Ron. I'm going to bring you a power report, actually. We do have some power outages in the area. 80 customers in Orange County of Piedmont Electric are without power as of 6:45, so just about a minute ago. There is one section at I-40 and NC-86, that's exit 266, which is just
right
up the road a mile away from us, just about. That's seeing some outages. That's just a few outages there. The biggest, the majority of the outages is in a housing development off Smith Level Road. It's at Princeton, Yorktown, and Lexington Drives. Those are the three driveways, or the three roads that lead into this development.
Heritage Hills.
Heritage Hills, there you go. I was hoping you might know. Mm-hmm. But that's where the majority of the outages are right now. So maybe a tree went down in the area due to the heavy rains. And you know, with that soaking rain, that can easily take down a tree very quickly.
Yeah.
Can uproot a tree and take it down, or take down some branches even. So that's where we're seeing the majority of the outages right now. We'll continue to keep an eye on it, especially as the rains continue to fall. We'll let you know all about any other outages that do occur. Right now, we are seeing some slowdowns, of course, on the roadways because there is so much rain. Especially look out for the puddling that could cause hydroplaning. Please use extra caution. I know I travel on Umstead Road every day, which is right next to Bowling Creek, and that floods constantly. I mean, it just takes a little drizzle and it floods. So any area that you know that usually floods, be sure to use extra caution this morning and avoid that hydroplaning. And give yourself some extra time to travel this morning, because people do like to slow down when it's raining a bunch as well. We do have one accident to report as well. It's not causing any problems. It's on the Durham Freeway, though. It's at Cornwallis Drive, exit 6. Be on the lookout there if that's a regular route for you as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, it could be a busy day for Road Warriors today. You can give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely, and please, especially today, don't text and drive, don't tweet and drive, and don't even call and drive. Stop. You can send us a tweet or call us, but please make sure you do it safely.
And even after the sun comes up, what there is of it, please don't forget your headlights.
Exactly.
You've got to be able to see you out there.
It is the law. If your windshield wipers are on, your headlights need to be as well.
Exactly. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
At WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, presented by Grimble Jewelers. If you're looking for an engagement ring, you're ready to pop the question, well, it's time that you go see Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers. They're always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. Well, showers and scattered thunderstorms in our forecast all day. Breezy later on in the day. 100% chance of rain today, high in the low 70s. Tonight, also 100% chance of rain, and it's going to turn a lot cooler. Our low tonight, down around the freezing mark. In fact, we have a freeze warning that's in effect from 3 until 9 a.m. So, big changes in our weather forecast in the next, well, big changes by tomorrow. It's going to be a lot cooler for sure. Time now for celebrity birthdays, and we got a whole bunch of them this morning. Let's get right to it. Singer Roy Clark, country music musician Roy Clark, 81 years old today. I'm picking and I'm a grinning. Rock singer guitarist Dave Edmunds, 71. I hear you knocking, but you still can't come in. Actor Michael Tucci, 68. Actress Lois Childs, 67. Writer-producer Linda Bloodworth-Thomason is 67 today. Actress Amy Wright, 64. Columnist Heloise, 63. Actress-screenwriter Emma Thompson is 55. Very talented. Singer Samantha Fox is 48. Olympic gold, silver, and bronze medal winner. Swimmer Dara Torres is 47 years old today. Actor Danny Pino is 40. Actor Luke Evans, 35. Patrick Carney of the Black Keys, 34. Actor-writer Seth Rogen is 32. And Emma Watson, who was in the Harry Potter movies, is 24 years old today. Local celebrity celebrating a birthday today would be Ellie Redman. Ellie is our birthday winner. She gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, where they love taking care of their customers. Ellie Redmond, happy birthday from all of us at WCHL.
Time now for Rock and Roll Tuesday. WCHL, I'm Ryan Stutz along with Freddie Kiger.
Hope everybody's doing well out there.
Yeah, Freddie used to play drums with the Buckinghams back in the years ago.
Huh, interesting.
You didn't know that?
Getting ready to go. Where did you pull that one from?
Yeah, I have no idea where that came from.
The Buckinghams.
From. I was just reading your bio.
Hey, baby.
They're playing our song.
They had some nice string of hits.
Yeah, they did. I like
Susan.
Yeah, that was
I like
good.
How
about Mercy?
Don't You Care?
Yeah, Mercy, Mercy.
Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. Kind of a
like
drag.
Like one of those girls in the Playboy Club.
Yeah.
My baby, she made out of love.
Yep.
It's a good song. Buckinghams from
nice
Chicago.
String. Yep, they had a nice string.
Yeah. Well, and that has nothing to do with today's question, I hope.
No, but this question does have we'll have a connection from when Ron and I used to live together.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Yep.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Well, it was. But our question category today in Rock and Roll Tuesday is going to be the 80s.
Okay.
The 80s.
The early 80s?
Well, that's, of course, when we were together. This person had a long career.
Oh, okay.
Right. Name the tune and artist.
All right.
That Ron's about to play.
Everybody listen up. I'm going to hear it for the first time, just like you are.
Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL if you know the answer.
Yep. Oh, I think I know what that is. Oh, yeah, I got it. Love this guy.
Oh, 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 oh.
Name the artist and the song.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call once again.
I feel a hunger, it's a hunger. Tries to keep a man awake at night. Are you the answer? I sure wonder. Will I feel with my appetite?
Okay, that's all you get right now, because I know what the answer is, and I hope you do. Call right now and tell us the name of the song.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Dr. Bob Gwyther of Chapel Hill is a professor of family medicine at the University of North Carolina. He's also a pioneer and leader in the field of addiction medicine, and recently was presented with a 2014 Dr. Frederick B. Glazer Award.
You have been a WCHL hometown hero before, but it's been a while, and you'd won this special award. What is that award all about?
Well, it's an award named for a gentleman who had a career in addiction medicine, basically, all the way from when he was an intern in Lexington, Kentucky, to when they had the hospitals across the country where people would have to go to get their opiates. That's what they got treated as. And then he spent time in Ann Arbor and many other places and wound up, or I guess about the last 20 years of his life, as professor of psychiatry at ECU, where he retired, and it was pretty influential to get a good substance abuse curriculum off the ground down there for medical students.
Now, Dr. Gwyther, I know you've been around for a long time, and you're certainly deserving of this recognition embodied in the award. Your years of work at UNC related to substance abuse education and advocacy really epitomize the values that this award represents.
Well, it's named for people who are interested in doing something beyond just treating. I mean, there's a lot of people that just treat, and that's wonderful, but some of us have been trying to teach students about it and doctors about it. A sad fact is that only 20% of referrals to addiction treatment come from medical people and physicians. 80% of it's from the court system, which seems backwards to me, and we're trying to make an impact on that.
You have taught and mentored so many young doctors over the years, and I know that you get a lot of enjoyment out of doing that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I love taking care of patients for many years, and I've been retired for a couple now, but there's also joy in teaching students and residents and your colleagues. So, yeah, Milieu has been a really fantastic place for me to spend a career.
Practicing medicine here is really special, and I know you also love this community.
Yeah, Chapel Hill has been a great place to raise my family, and my wife has a career over at Duke, and I'm on this campus, and that works out very well for the two of us, and it's been a wonderful place. We just lucked out and fell in love with it.
The direct care that you provided to so many people has been magnified many times over by all that influence you have had on doctors in training and over the course of a long 30-year training career. You've been doing this a long time, and I know you can look back on your career with a great deal of satisfaction.
I do, and I feel blessed to have had this opportunity.
An outstanding physician whose educational impact cannot be overstated. Dr. Bob Gwyther, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Well, congratulations to Jeff Geyersbrook, who called in with the name of the song. It's Take Me Home Tonight. And the artist is Eddie Money. Jeff's going to get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Good to go. Right. Freddie will be back with another question for you bright and early tomorrow morning. WCHL. Okay, here comes the chorus.
Be my little baby.
got the unmistakable voice of Ronnie Spector in there as well. Take Me Home Tonight, Eddie Money. That's the answer. Jeff Geiersbrook is our winner. Hey, thank you, Freddie. Freddie had to run out. I love it. Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A year later, the city of Boston will pause today to remember the